The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Ordinarily, I like to talk about the Gospel, or I like to talk about the first reading, ordinarily, but this morning I want to talk about the psalm response. Because, you know, the psalm response gets overlooked so very often. Now, and people don't understand it. People have a hard time with the psalm response. Simplest way to understand a psalm is that every psalm is a prayer. They're words addressed to God. People have a hard time praying the psalms. And, you know, I'd like to this morning just tell you one of the best ways to pray the psalms is take them one line at a time and turn them into a prayer. Turn them into a prayer. One of the very best ways you can do that is with the psalm that we get today. One of my favorites, Psalm number 34. So pray along with me now. We're just going to take a few lines of this, and I hope this becomes something that helps you to understand the psalms, and better yet, to pray the psalms. So here's our psalm response today. It began by saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. Does that describe you? What you want to do is turn that into a prayer. Lord, help me to praise you at all times. Why? Because happiness is a choice. That's why. It's a decision. And it begins with what you choose to think about in your inmost thoughts. Some people are only happy when everything's going their way, right? When the traffic's going their way, and the stock market's going their way, and they've got their favorite weather, and their favorite team wins the big game, people are only happy when everything's going their way, which is another way of saying that most people are never happy, because they're living as slaves of the circumstances of the world. Here's what we want to do. We want to make this prayer, Lord, help me to praise you at all times when things are going my way, and when they're not. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be on an emotional high at all times. That's impossible. What it does mean is that you've made a decision. It's an act of faith, really. It's a decision to recognize that God is always in charge when you see it and when you don't. When you understand it, and when you can't make sense of any of it. There's peace in that. There's joy in that. Because there's truth in that. Not so much as one hair falls from your head, but that your Heavenly Father didn't have a larger plan. God had a purpose before you had a problem every single time. So you bless the Lord at all times. Next line, his praise is always on my lips. Does that describe you? Is God's praise always what comes out of your mouth? Jesus once said, from the heart's abundance, the mouth speaks. In other words, what you talk about all day long is what's really in your heart and in your soul. Here's a good examination of conscience. Try, if you can, to keep track of the words you speak across the course of a day. You only share with others what you have spilling out of you. Some people, all they talk about is snark and cynicism and criticism and complaint. Why? Because that's what they've got spilling out of them. That's why. What you want to have the praise of God be in your lips? Start by blessing the Lord at all times in your mind. You know, if you can't do that, at least please read. Because when people read, at least they have something to talk about. Some people pray and they talk about God. Some people read and at least they talk about ideas. Some people do neither. And they gossip, or worse yet, spend the whole day talking about themselves. Most people go through this life carrying a very, very heavy burden that they never tell anybody about. We're all of us right now carrying a very heavy burden on our backs, making our way through this life as best we can. You know what we want to be for one another? We want to be people who help one another carry those burdens. Well, how do you do that? Bless the Lord at all times. His praise then always on your lips. You're given hope, you're given life, you're given joy to other people all day long. That's why it says the lowly are going to hear me and be glad. That's just the first three lines. Now, when you come across a line in the Psalms that you don't understand, you know what you do? You skip it. You skip it. Just move right along, and you'll find lines that have so much to say. Like this one, Psalm 34. Look to God that you might be radiant with joy. Radiant with joy. Does that describe you? Because it certainly describes the saints. If radiant with joy does not describe you, do you know what that means? That means that somewhere in your life, you're not looking to God. Look to Him that you might be radiant with joy. Some people spend their whole lives looking backwards. They're looking at their regrets from the past, or they're looking at bad things from the past they feel holds them prisoner, and there's no joy there. Past is God's territory, belongs to His mercy. Some people spend their whole lives looking not to the behind them, but they look to the right and they look to the left because they're always concerned about what he thinks of me or what she thinks of me. And they assume that's the same thing as what God thinks of them. And they live their lives a prisoner of the opinions of other people. Don't look back. Don't look right. Don't look left. Look up. Look up. Mindfulness of God is the source of all joy. Discipleship in Jesus Christ is the process of becoming who Jesus would be if he were in your shoes. One of the very best ways to do that is to pray. And one of the very best ways to pray is to pray the Psalms. Just like we heard today in Psalm 34. Keep your mind on the Lord and your mouth filled with his praise. That's how we lift one another up. That's how we walk the steps to heaven. And the very best place to begin to do that is right here. Amen.